Please be seated. Between the words that are spoken and the words that are heard, may the Spirit of God be always present. Amen. Did you ever notice that as you've gotten older, Cadbury's cream eggs seem to have gotten smaller? Thank you. I'm not joking. When I was growing up in the 1980s, Cadbury's cream eggs were definitely bigger, or at least this is what I thought. And I didn't get a lot of chocolate as a child. So when I did, spending my 25 pence on the foil-wrapped colorful egg seemed like the best thing in the world. Now, I always take my time with chocolate. I eat everything else at high speed, but with chocolate, I take my time. There is something about a cream egg that is particularly decadent. The chocolate is thicker at the top and at the bottom. And the fondant inside means that as you start to chew your first bite, your entire mouth is beautifully, perfectly coated with sweet, chocolatey goodness. It's pure bliss. So as I got older, I was incredibly annoyed to see that the eggs got smaller. And I was not the only person who noticed, as I've just proved here in this room. And the newspapers in England got hold of this, okay? They got hold of the cream egg conspiracy. And there was uproar across the country, in school playgrounds, in candy shops, everywhere. Everyone wanted the old size of egg back. And Cadbury's famously told people that the eggs had not got smaller, but that as we had grown, our hands had got bigger, making them look smaller. This, my friends, is a lie. I've Googled it. It's always disappointing when something is not as good as we remember it. Now, you might be wondering, what is she on about? What has a Cadbury's cream egg got to do with Easter? So let me try and explain. When I was a tween, innocent, blonde, thin, my mum took me and my sister to church on Easter Sunday, where we had to sit still because the priest there didn't understand that Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them." Rude man. And he was giving out the chocolate-wrapped eggs on the door while he wished us a happy Easter on the way out. I tried to get them for you. I don't have them, so don't get excited. Now, I'd been very bored in church that day. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't in raptures as sort of an 11, 12-year-old. And I didn't understand the sermon, and I spent most of the time looking around at the windows and poking my sister to try and get her into trouble because she was a ginger and she was an easy target. But now that I had received my absolute favorite childhood candy, I was 100% convinced that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the greatest thing ever, even if I didn't understand it. But it turns out that Mary, Peter, and the disciple who Jesus loved also didn't understand what was going on that first Easter morning. We heard that the disciple whom Jesus loved believed after seeing the grave clothes rolled up. But what did he believe? Did he believe that Jesus had risen from the dead? Or did he believe, like Mary perhaps, that someone had just removed his body? As Mary told them, "We don't know. All we hear is that the disciples went home and Mary remained weeping," which is slightly different than the gospel we heard last night, in which case she just stood and waited. Mary was looking for Jesus, which I think is what we're all looking for. An encounter with Jesus, something that will solidify our faith and help us keep going no matter what life throws at us. Mary, who had traveled with him, provided for him and the disciples along the way, listened to his teachings. She didn't recognize him when she saw him standing there right in front of her. So thank goodness for her. How often are we looking to see or try and discern what God might be trying to do, where Jesus might be at work, and we totally miss it? Most of the time, we're distracted by the many other things that compete for our attention, like brightly foiled covered eggs. Perhaps we don't get time to think, what am I actually looking for? And that's part of why we observe Lent, to get rid of those things so that we can try and see Jesus more clearly. I think when we're looking for God at work, we're looking for something divine, shiny, to bring gloom into the world. Perhaps I'm real, written in the stars at night. I think we're hoping to see something spectacular, a sign of some kind, like an angel in white. But Jesus often appears in disguise. The fact that Mary had spent all that time with him but only recognized him when he spoke her name must have meant that he was transformed and appeared different to her in some way. Mary was looking for something that had been taken from her friend, her teacher. What have we lost? What are we looking for? I think some of us might feel that we've lost our place in the world in terms of being seen as mainstream and having a voice in our culture. I know that many of you would like to get back to the days where there were 90 kids in Sunday school and the church was standing room only. But things change, and we have to let the gospel transform us as we are today. Mary and the disciples, after all, went through a huge change when Jesus was taken from them. They'd lost their sense of direction, but they found it in the same Jesus who was still with them, just different. More difficult to recognize, perhaps, in the midst of the world as it appeared to them that first Easter morning. We find ourselves in a time of change too, thinking about the church and who we are in Powell River. We're in a kind of post-COVID time where trying to get back on our feet. We're living with this new normal, and we're thinking about the things that we used to do and which ones do we need to bring back or do we need to invent anew? Weeping by the tomb, Mary thought all was lost, which is good news for us this morning, because all was not lost and is not lost. This Easter morning, we're celebrating once again Jesus risen. Hallelujah. Our role is to be like Mary and to go out and give that message to others in new and creative ways. And we're all capable of it, every single person in this room. We are figuring out how to be the Church of God going forward in the year 2023. But the instructions are still the same. Welcome all people, serve the poor, and in Jesus Christ be the light in the darkness. If we can't see Jesus, our friend and our teacher, right away, all we need to do is stop and listen for his call. And if you struggle with that, I suggest just return to prayer every day. It comes, even if it takes a while. The early church emerged from their grief stronger and more resilient. Peter suddenly became an incredible orator and preacher. And on that night before the crucifixion, and so will we. We have so much to be thankful for and to look forward to. And Jesus is with us. Jesus is everywhere, in everyone, in every face, everywhere you go, every step of the way. And we are the body of Christ, of the risen Lord. So happy Easter to you all.